Are we in the middle of the interview already?
Have we finished? I think that was it. That was easy. Let's start the intro.
So I can quit this introduction.
Yeah.
So hello, Jeff.
Hello.
And thanks for spending our time for Yet TV.
My pleasure.
Okay. So you just had gave a meeting. You call it meeting? Or do you call it satsang?
I don't call it satsang. Meeting, satsang, gathering.
Okay.
I mean, you're free to call it whatever okay. you want, really.
And you just had one here with some Germans. And how was it? Was there like a theme going through the whole meeting?
Well, I mean, I guess the word acceptance, I talk a lot about acceptance these days, and like the real, I mean the deeper meaning of the word.
Okay.
I guess if the meeting had a theme, I guess that was the theme, acceptance. And but basically acceptance is not something that you do, it's what you are. Acceptance is just another word for what you are.
It's not a word for what you are.
It's a word that points to who you really are. You know. So.
Where I stand. It's the word for where I stand. Do you mean that? No.
It's
where,
a word.
Where I'm standing in my consciousness. Do you mean that? No.
I would say even more simply, you are acceptance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm acceptance.
Yeah.
But some people are not acceptance
well,
at all.
Okay, so I talk about the waves in the ocean. So if you just come back to present experience right now, so what you find in present experience is just, you know, you find thoughts appearing and disappearing and sensations and sounds and feelings, you know, feelings like sadness could be there or joy or fear could be there. So if you just come back to present experience, this is what you find. You just find like these it's like waves in the ocean. You know, like a thought is a wave, a sensation is a wave, a sound is a wave. And so present experience is never solid or fixed. It's just this movement of waves. So you know, thoughts come and go. Sensations come and go, and feelings come and go, and sounds come and go. But somehow what you are doesn't come and go. So you could say that what you are is the ocean. It's the ocean, and you can call it consciousness or awareness, presence. I mean, there's so many words.
And you call it acceptance.
Well, I call it acceptance because on the deepest level, the ocean, which is what you are, allows every wave to appear. So the ocean can't say no to a wave, because ultimately the ocean is every wave. The ocean is appearing as every wave. So, for example, you know, it appears as thoughts, sensations, feelings, sounds and smells. So it's like what you are has already allowed these thoughts. What you are has already allowed these feelings. What you are has already allowed these sounds. So like all the present moment, this is already allowed. What you are has already said yes to these thoughts, these sensations, these, and even if it's, you know, a very intense wave, or, you know, a very painful wave, or a very strong, you know, fear, very intense fear. On the deepest level, what you are has allowed it in. So you can see how acceptance isn't something that you do. You know, you don't do acceptance. It's like acceptance is just noticing that this moment is already accepted. In a sense, it's already happening, and it's on the deepest level, it's already accepted. So the acceptance is not, it's not about trying to, you know, trying to accept, you know, because, you know, we can really struggle to accept. It's like on a deeper level,
okay,
that this moment is already accepted, and so just recognizing that.
Okay. Being cool with it.
That's the answer to all suffering. It's just be cool. Just be cool with it.
Okay, but wouldn't you say if certain waves always come up, that there lies a message in between there for me? Like if the sadness pain comes all the time, but
that's your invitation. That's your invitation. Yeah.
And that this wave wants to talk with me?
Every wave just says, look, I am allowed here.
Yes. Okay, this is the basis.
So the basis, the absolute basis, that every wave, it's not separate from you. It's not separate from the ocean. It's part of the ocean. It's in this moment. If it's appearing, if sadness is appearing,
mm-hmm.
or pain or fear or anything, mm-hmm. If it's appearing in this moment,
mm-hmm.
it has already been allowed in. So in a way, the ocean just the wave. It's the same. The wave, even if it's sadness, just says, "Look, I am allowed in what you are.
Mm-hmm.
What you are is vast enough.
Mm-hmm.
What you are is vast enough." To to contain any wave, even if it's intense fear,
mm-hmm.
Like the wave just says, "Look, I am what you are as well. Like, don't push me away. Don't deny me. Don't pretend. Don't like stop pretending.
Okay.
Stop pretending that I'm not here."
Okay, but this is for me. This is one thing that I allow or have this acceptance to acknowledge my waves.
Yeah.
Whatever feelings.
Yeah.
But then, don't you take notice of this wave and say, okay, why is sadness coming all the time? Like, psychologically? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Is this a shadow that wants to be healed, or is there nothing to heal?
What I would say is that true healing has nothing to do with getting rid of a wave.
Okay.
True healing, because you know the word heal and the word whole from the same,
yes.
The same heal, whole. So what I would say is true healing, it's not about getting rid of this wave, because
mm-hmm.
so often that's what we're trying to do,
okay.
Right? We're trying
mm-hmm.
to get, a wave appears and we want to get rid of it. That's
mm-hmm.
not the ocean. That's not allowed in the ocean. So,
Or is it gets it healed by accepting the wave?
Well, that's what I would say that true healing is. So true healing has nothing to do with getting rid of the wave. True healing is discovering the wholeness, heal, whole. It's discovering the wholeness in the wave. It's discovering the ocean in the wave. It's not, I'll get rid of this wave and then the ocean will be there. It's, this is the ocean too. That's true healing.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that the wave goes away. So I think, you know, of course there's nothing wrong with, for example, you know, in therapy you might want to explore, you know, why is this sadness here? Maybe
uh-huh.
when I was a child, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or that has its place as well. But I think if we're talking about, you know, true healing,
mm-hmm.
Then it's discovering that on this deepest level, even the most intense pain,
mm-hmm.
what I am allows it. Even if that goes against all of my conditioning, because we're so conditioned, you know, about these waves are bad, these waves shouldn't
mm-hmm.
be here, these waves are evil or dangerous or dark. You know, we talk about light and dark, light
mm-hmm.
so the dark waves or the negative waves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're so conditioned, especially in our culture, that some waves are negative and we should get rid of the negative waves and only have positive waves. But that's like saying, you know, we only want half of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. So do you mean? Explaining me that, do you mean something like, doesn't matter how we are, with all that is coming up, all the emotions and feelings
yeah.
and behavings we have, we're fine. We're just, that's what we are. That's it.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to say that, you know. I mean, and it's another thing to, what I point to is to discover that place that is deeply okay.
Uh-huh.
It's not just believe it, you know, because that doesn't, just believe it, I'm okay, it doesn't.
No, but live.
But really, I mean, that's really what I talk about in the meetings, is really to invite you to just discover that place now, you know, now. Even if the waves are It's like this, what you are is somehow, it's allowing that, you know, it's what you are is somehow, it's always at peace, mm-hmm. even if the waves are, you know, what I would say is peace has nothing to do with getting rid of mm-hmm. waves. Mm-hmm. The true peace is in the allowing of waves, even the most waves, you know, because ultimately the waves are not separate from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just recognizing who you really are. Like, who you really are is not interested in getting rid of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I mean, ultimately, it's not interested in getting rid of sadness because it's already embracing sadness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
the moment it comes up, I'm already embracing it.
If it's appearing now, if sadness appears now, it means it's already allowed. Mm-hmm. That's the realization. If it's appearing,
mm-hmm.
it's what you are has said yes to it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be appearing. Like, so that turns the whole thing on its head, you know, because that turns the whole thing on its head.
So actually, let's say I do something that is bad for somebody,
mm-hmm.
and the person is accusing me that I did a mistake, and he makes me feel guilty and all this stuff. I discovered that there is no guilt because I did my best. I mean,
yeah.
I, like you said, it just came out of me. I already allowed it. I mean, this mistake.
Yeah.
Which is only for other people a mistake, but I did my best. I mean, most of the people do her or his best.
That's all you can do, yeah.
Right, so there is no guilt.
On this level, there's no guilt because you're not in control of the waves that appear.
Right.
That's the most important thing. On this level,
yeah.
You're not in control over the next wave. You're not in control of the ocean. Like, we're not, like, you're not God. You know,
mm-hmm.
so you know, waves. You're not in control of it. So thoughts appear, sensations appear, feelings appear, sounds appear. And on that level, you can't be in control.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, on that level, you can't apologize for a wave appearing because
mm-hmm.
you didn't do it. You know.
So now, people who say they're enlightened.
Yeah.
Is this the same with them?
It's the same.
Do they already have this side, like this overview, like God, on the things?
Or I really
do. They are just human, like you and me and everybody.
Yeah, everyone's just human, okay. Really. We just like to tell stories about who we are.
Okay. What does it mean to be enlightened? I mean, what's the difference between somebody enlightened and me?
Well, first of all, if someone tells you they're enlightened, I just run away very quickly.
You can run away. Or I should.
Well, we all should.
Okay.
I'm enlightened. I mean, so easy, it can just become a new, you know, I'm enlightened. So just a new identity, you know, a new belief about yourself, a new, just a way, it can just so easily be a way just to separate yourself from other people. You know, I'm enlightened.
That's what it does.
Yeah, I mean, I used to believe that I was enlightened, you know, some years ago.
Why did you?
Because I wanted to hold on to something. I wanted to hold on to a story about myself.
So, but what happened? Are you awakened, or are you more conscious about things? Or is awakened the same like being conscious about something? Because I would say I got more conscious than years ago.
Yeah.
That feels right. Like,
well, it's a paradox, I think. So what you are, as the ocean, say. So what the ocean can't become awakened, because it's already awake. It's always awake.
Okay.
And that's the same for everyone. You know, okay. if you go beyond the stories, I'm awakened, he's awakened, she's not.
So
you
they
go beyond.
They just don't know it, that they're awake.
Well, so what you are, as the ocean, is already awake, complete. Everyone is that. Like we, mm-hmm. that's, you could call it consciousness. So everyone is consciousness.
Okay.
So that's that level. You could say. So it'd be like being like two waves in the ocean. So there's two waves. I think that's a wave.
Mm-hmm.
So this
balls.
One.
Two balls
in the ocean. So it's silly, because like this wave says to this one, this wave says to this wave, I am the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and you're not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that's when it gets a bit silly. Mm-hmm. You know, so we are all the ocean already.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this possibility of recognizing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the journey. You see, that's the so you on one hand you are already the ocean.
Recognizing what?
Recognizing that.
That we are the ocean.
Yeah. But that includes the thoughts, sensations, feelings, even pain, even fear.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so it's one thing, that's the thing, it's one thing understanding that you're the ocean intellectually, but can you know, it's like recognizing that in these waves. That's the constant invitation. So then you might say, well, I'm awakened. Yeah, but what about these waves? You see, you can say, well, I recognized the ocean yesterday. Well, yeah, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
What about this mm-hmm. sadness, this pain? This? So you see, you can't really ever hold on to a story about yourself. Mm-hmm. It starts to seem a bit silly to say, I'm awakened.
It's about the everyday life.
It's about
everyday,
this moment.
Everyday situation. Everyday
well, it's about this moment. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have to go into a story. You tell you, oh, I'm awakened, or I'm not awakened, or yesterday I was awakened. But
mm-hmm.
who cares? I mean, because this is the ocean. The ocean wasn't yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness wasn't yesterday. I mean, you can say yesterday I discovered consciousness, but who cares? It's in these waves, you know. It's like a living. It's a living moment by moment
mm-hmm.
recognition. So that, I mean, if someone asked me if I was enlightened, it mm-hmm. doesn't mean anything. It doesn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't say yes. I wouldn't say no. It's not relevant.
Yeah.
If someone, you know, if you told me, Jeff, I'm not enlightened, it's not relevant, really. You know, it's like, we're all just human beings, right?
It's not relevant for my life.
Not really,
mm-hmm.
no. Only if you want to prove something to someone, you know, I'm enlightened, then
yeah.
you feel, it's
yeah.
kind of, I got bored of that. I mean, you get bored of that after a while. It's about...
It causes pain again.
It causes pain.
Yeah.
And also then you have to live up to an image. If you believe you're enlightened, oh God, I mean, it's such a struggle. You have to be enlightened every day. You know, it's such a... And you have to hold up that image. You know, and then you have to hold it up for yourself and hold it up to other people. You have to constantly hold up. So what I am is not interested in pretending... Yeah, it's not interested in holding up an image. It's not interested. It's this. It just wants to be this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I am appears now as thoughts, sensations, feelings. It's like it's the ocean appearing as all of these waves. And that's true for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's like total, in a way that's total humility. It's like total humility. You know, you don't get to be special. So, like we want to be special, you know, we really want to be special. I want to be enlightened, then I'll be special.
Yes, if everybody's special, it's fine too, to me.
It's the same thing, yeah. It's the same thing. If everyone's special, then no one's special, you know.
Yeah.